Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The headline today, McCarthy refuses to take action on Green. Cheney keeps post. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's past remarks on conspiracy theories and violence, as the New York Times, were denounced by the top House Republican Kevin McCarthy. But he also criticized Democrats for forcing a vote today on removing her from congressional committees. House Republicans voted to keep Liz Cheney in her leadership post despite a backlash over her vote to impeach Donald Trump. So where are we now?
Well, that's interesting because, David, when you think about it, Liz Cheney is the old Republican establishment. And I have had no doubt all along as this thing has been unfolding that she was representing the sane part of the Republican Party. The other half of this, of course, is Ms. Green. I think what's happened with her is that she's put out these insane, or as we say, loony, from the word lunatic, fringe of the party. And when she insults the parents of those wonderful children who died at the hands of monsters. And this is extraordinary. There are so many crazy things she says. Now, if the name of her game was to get popular by saying insane things, by being friendly with Trump, who has, of course, for his part, been very good to her, making her popular within that fringe of the party, then she has succeeded. Obviously, the rank and file were not going to punish Liz Cheney because it didn't make any sense to them to break up their Republican majority by choosing sides. They, of course, have virtually no guts whatsoever. They are reprehensible in every way that they don't take a lout like this and reject her without any exception. And the idea that the Republican Party is reduced now to a point where they have to behave this way, okay, I get it, but I hate it. Okay, now, what about the Democrats? The Democrats, it seems to me, have two choices here. They can continue to let the Republicans destroy themselves with this woman and look insane, or they can step in and deprive her of her committee assignments. Now, it's an interesting juxtaposition because she, on the one hand, has been assigned to the prestigious Education Committee, and yet she's insulting every parent and everybody else by the things she says, including these terrible assertions that these killings didn't happen in schools. So throwing her off a committee is a good idea. Expelling her from the House is a bad idea. The last thing you want to do is to say, okay, we took somebody from your party and threw them out. Because then, you know, this sets a precedent. Then they go after AOC and other people who are to the left of the establishment Democratic Party. On the other hand, there is a part of me that says, just leave her alone. Let her continue to make a fool of herself and to present the Republican Party as the party of no and the party of crazy. And every time she does one of these things, she'll get the personal publicity she wants, but the party will sink lower. So from where I'm sitting, the Democrats are, you know, pretty well there. They know what they're doing by not expelling her from the House altogether.
And all part of this is the outreach toward Trump. We know the leader of the House, Kevin McCarthy, went down to Mar-a-Lago and placated the former president, the president making statements about forming a Patriot Party and continuing, he'll be back. The interesting thing I see this morning, and remembering we're talking about polls, but support for 2024 run for former President Donald Trump has cratered by 20 points since December. New survey from Echelon Insights found that only 45% of Republicans would like to see Donald Trump run for president in 2024, down from 65% in December. The poll also found solid majority support for Trump's impeachment and removal, and slightly higher support for banning him from ever running for federal office again. And it's remarkable stat for a president who left office, tied for the highest approval rating among Republicans in the history of the Gallup poll at 88%.
David, this is, of course, one poll. Let's remember that, and you know it, and you pointed that out, and that's right. And yet, it does show that some of the American people are coming to their senses. You know, it's one thing for a president who is in office to demand and get the support of his party. It's another thing when people have a moment to think about what just happened and the lunacy of the president's position on so many things. This is terrible news for Trump, who, of course, has never gone over 50% in any kind of poll approval rating. Never. So that means while Biden is doing in excess of 50%, we know that, and is doing quite well right now, doing better than this president had ever done while he was there. I am sure that there are those Democrats who are thinking, okay, let him run. We know that history is now beginning to do the appropriate judging, and they're saying that he's nuts. And not only that, that he really tried to Shanghai the government from the democratic process. So the poll is exciting for an awful lot of reasons. To me, it's exciting because it tells what I've always felt. It's the truth.
U.S. infection rates of COVID-19 are now dropping, says the Washington Post. Now just, quote, lay low and cool it during the Super Bowl, says Dr. Anthony Fauci. More than 449,000 people have died in the United States from the virus, with more than 26.4 million reported infections. I guess it's good news that the rates are dropping, but it does make you reflect, too, Alan, doesn't it, about former President Trump, and if he had just led the country, brought us together, got us wearing those masks, that now with a vaccine, we might not be trying to do catch up.
David, he would be the president right now. I have no doubt about it. All the polls are now showing that what done him in was COVID-19, which I find to be very, very strange. He did so many terrible things that he should have been ousted for. You can name all of them, but doesn't matter. The idea that the one thing that we know that people demanded was that their lives be protected and protected well.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, thank you as always.
And David, we've just gone a few days now from the historic and reaffirming fund drive, which was over in a couple of hours. I got to tell you, I'm walking around with such gratitude in my heart for this community coming together and doing what it had to do to preserve this radio station.